Now, he gives the parable of the vineyard here, and this is the one we've had it in Matthew and Mark, and the vineyard, of course, is Israel. And let me read. And began he to speak to the people this parable, a certain man planted a vineyard, and led it forth to husbandmen, and went into a far country for a long time. And at the season he sent a servant to the husbandman that they should give him of the fruit of the vineyard. But the husbandman beat him, sent him away empty. And this, you remember, is the parable where when he sent one servant and they beat him up, he sent another and another. And that's the way God had done. He'd sent prophet after prophet to them, and they had absolutely rejected the prophets, had stoned many of them, killed them. And finally he sent his son, and that could not be missed. That is the meaning, because it was obvious that he was talking about himself, the Son of God. But also, he's telling them exactly what they've got in their mind and heart to do with him and what they're going to do with him, and God will permit it that he will be crucified. But notice how he concludes this. Verse 17, and he beheld them and said, what is this then that is written? The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head cornerstone. In other words, you may destroy him, that is, by killing him, but you wouldn't destroy the purpose of God, because that stone which you reject, that'll become the headstone of the corner. But now he says, whosoever shall fall upon that stone shall be broken. You can fall on the stone today and be saved. You have to come as a sinner, broken in spirit, broken in heart. And when you do, well, you'll be saved. And you'll be on the foundation that no man can lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ, the stone. But on whomsoever it shall fall, and Daniel told about that stone that'll come in judgment someday, it'll grind him to powder. Now, this is as clear as the noonday sun. It couldn't be misunderstood. Now they came to him, we're told here, verse 19, the chief priests and the scribes the same hour sought to lay hands on him, and they feared the people, for they perceived he had spoken this parable against them. And he sure had. You see, they got the point. The trouble of it is there are two men in the church miss it today. Now they ask him, saying, Master, we know that thou sayest and teachest rightly, neither acceptest thou the person of any, but teachest the way of God truly. The thing is that they're a bunch of hypocrites. Is it lawful for us to give tribute unto Caesar or no? And, of course, the Herodians are the ones who pose this question, because they wanted to get rid of Caesar, and they wanted to put the house of Herod over Israel. And they ask him, is it right to give tribute to Caesar? Is it lawful for us to give tribute to Caesar or no? And he perceived their craftiness and said unto them, why tempt ye me? Show me a penny. And we've had this one before. They said to him, Caesar's. And again, he borrowed the penny. Why? Because he didn't have one, friends. And he's using theirs. And he says, now you are using Caesar's money. It's got his superscription on it. You're using his roads. You accept his protection. Well, you should pay taxes, therefore. I think maybe they were maybe being a little overtaxed in that day, as we are in our day. And then we have here another group came to him, the Pharisees, then we had the Herodians. Now the Sadducees come, and the Sadducees are the worst crowd of all in my book.